Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited source master of divine creation that you truly are to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance that you desire. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at Zakaran.com. So here we go, future Earth, a galactic human civilization of light, cooperative rather than competitive civilization, about where we're headed as a planet and as a civilization after full extraterrestrial disclosure. Bum, 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 bum. So as I have spoken about many times, our Earth human species originated in the Lyran constellation in the Vega star system under the direction of the Sirius star system. And there's a lot of other stories. There's a lot of different ETs that say they started us off. But suffice it to say, there's a lot. We all came from different star systems. And we didn't originate here on planet Earth from two measly people by the name of Adam and Eve or George and Francine or anybody else. But anyway, more details about that are in my book, Planet Earth's Galactic Human History. And of course, there's lots of different channeled books from the Pleiadians and so forth, like Sheldon Idle's You're Becoming a Galactic Human, Barbara Marciniak books, Barbara Hand-Cloe books, lots and lots of books from the different ETs talking about how we all got started. Anyway, this whole galactic human experiment began at least 35 million years ago and was upset many times due to various conflicts with Dinoids and Reptoids of the former Anchara Alliance, who are now members of the Galactic Federation, who became members of the Galactic Federation around the mid-1990s. A civilization that was reestablished roughly, our human civilization, that was reestablished roughly 900,000 years ago when the continent of the colony of Lemuria was established, and then subsequent daughter colonies such as Atlantis, the Mayan civilization, etc., Egypt, of course. And as a species, we have had our highs and subsequent lows, evolutionarily and spiritually. And it appears that we barely made it as a species through two world wars and a Cold War. And even though it appears sometimes that humans will seem to never outgrow their addiction to war and conflict and fighting against what they don't want, nevertheless, we are in fact evolving at a record pace. And the next step for humanity is to join the rest of the galaxy and join with our fellow brothers and sisters of the Galactic Federation and our fellow galactic humans out there in the galaxy in one peaceful federation, very similarly, in fact, to the great Gene Roddenberry's vision of the United Federation of Planets. When a planet has evolved enough to become part of that federation, they send federation envoys to invite that planet to join the federation. Well, similar kind of things happen is happening with our planet, and of course, similar to Star Trek, they send secret missions for decades and decades before that actually happens, which of course has been happening with planet Earth. Anyway, and full disclosure and full contact with our ET brothers and sisters is very near. And Steven Spielberg can obviously see that vision as well with his latest movie Disclosure, because of course the government has kept the entire ET thing secret to try and maintain its Control over society and control over, how much money gets spent on defense, etc. But regardless of their involvement or lack thereof in the revelation of the obvious fact that we have been being watched and have been interacting with ETs, not just for the last 100 years or so, but for tens of thousands of years, and in fact for millions of years. But the details of our galactic origins and galactic history is not the point of this specific vodcast. In this vodcast, I'm going to explore what civilization will become and where we are heading as a species and a civilization after we finally accept our galactic origins and we reconnect with our galactic ET family, as well as the entire family of light, the ascended masters and angels, etc., etc., and our self-made exclusion, where we erroneously believe that we're, on the farthest reaches of the galaxy, and we're all alone, and the arrogant as well as insecure belief that we are, the only civilization in the entire universe, being controlled by an old, insecure, white-bearded, judgmental god. Anyway, for the last 100 years, even though wars have certainly come and gone, those wars have inspired a great desire for peace, which is how contrast works. Contrast of unwanted things inspires you to desire wanted things. And the same thing has been occurring on a galactic scale at the same time, because even though we've been killing each other for 5,000 years or so on planet Earth, well, there has been a galactic war going on for literally millions of years, tens of millions of years, perhaps hundreds of millions of years, I can't remember exactly, but between the Federation of Light and civilizations that formed the Federation of Light and the dark forces of the Anchara Alliance of Dinoids, Reptoids, Amphibians, and Insectoids. And you can imagine what they look like. But even those forces who were formerly solely focused upon war and conquest and control, are also now focused on peace and cooperation, which is a very recent occurrence. And their alliance with the former dominant rulers of this planet, the Anunnaki from planet Nibiru, planet X, aka the 12th or the 13th planet, depending on your perspective, and the secret government has also been disbanded. Hence why the government is now gradually revealing the fact that not only are ETs and spaceships real, but there are literally hundreds of thousands of individual beings and literally tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of ships monitoring our planet on many levels and have been doing so for at least the last 50 years, because we as an Earth human species are about to make a great evolutionary leap. And by officially becoming part of the galaxy and joining the Galactic Federation as a full-fledged member, of course, we're going to enter a much expanded level of peace and prosperity and, of course, spiritual expansion, which, of course, is going to radically transform our civilization, especially from its former scarcity-oriented, lack-oriented, conflict-oriented, and childish religious orientation, and humanity entering a full conscious state. And one main generating factor of that will be the science community starting to accept that there is no such thing as a separation of science and spirituality, that they are in fact the same thing. There's no separation between cosmic science and spirituality, and the study of the mysteries of science is essentially the study of the mysteries of spirit and creation itself. I mean, you know, one of the main reasons, of course, that scientists are so resistant to whole spirituality is because the general religious concept of God on planet Earth is just idiocy. And of course, the next level for them is to really understand what and how God's source really is, which of course is unconditional in nature and not conditional in nature and not certainly not insecure and childish and jealous, etc. Anyway, we've already seen science and technology evolve faster in the last 50 years than it has over the last 1,000 years. And that is because scientists are not only embracing esoteric spirituality, but science and technology is now being more applied to the betterment of society rather than its destruction, as formerly seen in our world wars and our Cold War. And you can imagine how quantumly fast our technology will advance when our ET brothers and sisters start sharing their technologies with us for the further betterment of society. A few key ingredients will be the initial assistance that we will receive that our planet so desperately needs, which is the cleaning up of the environment, especially plastics that are now littering our oceans, and you know, air pollution and water pollution from mining and so forth, as well as more efficient and less polluting ways for transport and electricity generation, etc. Which will mean the end of the suppression of free energy devices, because there are, of course, technologies available where every person on Earth could have their very own energy generating device where there's no need to pay exorbitant power bills every month. And of course, no need for oil and coal to generate electricity, etc. And certainly not nuclear power. And of course, eventually the internal combustion engine will become obsolete. And another key ingredient of our evolution and induction into the Galactic Federation will be education, because right now our educational system is really, you know, it's still operating with just a knowledge base, similar to the scientific systems on Earth. And of course, the next level of evolution of our educational system will be the inclusion of a much broader perspective of education, including, of course, spirituality, as well as each individual child's desires, their own personal creative desires, and what they would like to be and do and create on planet Earth, and encouraging whatever those interests are, no matter what they are, rather than discouraging their creativity and individuality and uniqueness in favor of, you know, the old pattern of creating loyal workers and slaves to keep the system going and keep the aristocracy rich. So, in regards to governments, with the now realization by humanity that we all have the equal power to create what we want, and we are not alone in the universe, we certainly have not been rejected or abandoned by God, and there are so-called authorities that have much greater power and abilities, and of course technologies that are illustrious governments, corporations, military, and scientists, etc. Their power and control now becomes minimized, as humans will no longer see them as superior and more powerful, because of course, well, now there's ETs a jillion times more powerful than those, you know, supposedly big powerful men. Anyway, especially as it is revealed that these so-called governmental authorities have been treating us like mushrooms by keeping us in the dark and feeding us bullshit, especially their power will be extremely minimized when we discover that not only have they been keeping us important information from us, supposedly feeble minds, but some parts of covert government have been actively suppressing helpful technologies and conspiring with formerly dark forces. And of course, people aren't going to be very happy about that. And many parts of humanity will be very angry when they realize that they have been duped and treated like children. But they will soon realize that their secret evil plans were pretty much plain to see all along for everyone. And they basically were just relying upon humanity turning a blind eye to the obvious, because they just didn't want to kind of imagine that there was, you know, such conspiracies going on, that there are ETs, etc. And anyway, and eventually all will be forgiven. After the smoke clears and after humanity has let off steam, hopefully not too much steam. Basically, when government figures make amends and finally admit their mistakes and their nefarious activities. But what will save their sorry asses will be making positive changes rather than the old hollow promises that have been the hallmark of a government bureaucracy for, you know, over 1,000 years. The other key factor of our civilization becoming a galactic civilization will be the transformation of money and wealth on planet Earth, especially the shattering of the perception that there is a limited supply of wealth, and therefore we must hoard as much of it as we can and forget about anybody else, and of course step on the backs of everyone else, step on those peasants' backs so I can get up higher than everybody else. Or the opposite, that because of this supposed limited supply, we must take the money and the power away from those that are hoarding wealth and distribute it to the downtrodden, which did not work for the communists, because everyone has the equal power, freedom, and right to amass as much or as little as they desire based on how the law of attraction works. Because if you decide to redistribute all the money equally, well, it's gonna be back the way it was, because even if someone becomes a trillionaire, well, that doesn't mean that they are somehow taking money or more money than their fair share of the pie, because there is no such thing as limitation of anything, especially wealth, because the universe expands to match your desires and your ability to allow yourself to receive those desires. And the trillionaire is just desiring more and allowing more. That's a key ingredient, allowing more than most everyone else who have typical old perceptions that there's something wrong with money, or money is not spiritual, or you're corrupt or evil if you have lots of money, etc. So don't be angry with Elon Musk or any other of the super rich on planet Earth. Be proud of his ability and their ability to desire and allow more than you. The point is, limitation does not exist. And humanity will start to realize that more. And not only will society become more prosperous in general because of that, more importantly, humanity will become a lot happier, because happiness is the most important thing. And wealth and fame will no longer be the mark of success. But instead, happiness will become the new benchmark of success for humanity. Because humans erroneously compare themselves to other people that are richer and more famous and appear to have more influence. And imagine that if they somehow achieved that level of wealth and fame and influence, that they too could be happier. But as we have often seen, neither of those things ultimately ensure happiness, because happiness is not dependent upon conditions. You can be the most wealthy person on planet Earth and still not be happy. It is a self-generated emotion. Happiness is a self-generated emotion that can be created regardless of wealth and fame or lack thereof. The point is, there will be a new definition of happiness in future society that will be much less dependent upon external conditions to create that happiness. In other words, get happy to attract happy conditions rather than try to create happy conditions so that you can be happy. Especially as humans stop trying to prove worthiness to other humans and to an insecure God and accept their infinite, unlimited creative power. Because one big thing humanity will learn from learning about other extraterrestrial civilizations and technologies, etc., is the fact that as amazing as so many of these societies are, and as enlightened as a lot of these races are, they too have had their faults and dramas and wars, etc. The enlightened state of so many ET civilizations in our galaxy didn't happen overnight. Galactic peace did not happen overnight. It's a really recent thing, actually. It only started in the 1990s. We look back on our history of world wars that lasted many, many years, and the general attraction of humanity towards war and conflict and competition and domination and greed, etc., you know, lasting 10,000 years or so. But imagine wars that have lasted millions of years. Bloody shit. Anyway, imagine the evil empire domineering vast star systems of our galaxy and rebel alliances fighting to maintain their freedom. Well, Star Wars was not fiction. Okay, it's a fictionalized, depiction of what's really been happening in the universe. But in the 1990s to around 2015, those so-called evil empires, the Anchara Alliance of Dinoids, Reptoids, etc., finally got tired of war and are all joining together for peace, because peace is a lot more fun than war. War is a fun game to play for, you know, a few million years or so, but it gets boring after a while. Plus, it's annoying getting killed all the time and then having to reincarnate and start all over again and be a child and teenager again, etc., just to do the same crap over and over again. And even though it's fun to play the game of being a badass motherfucker, even that gets boring after a while, and it certainly takes its toll on you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, because at the core of everyone's being is pure love and light. No one is born evil. People in ETs are trained to be baddies. No one's born that way. So what's next for humanity? Regardless of when full disclosure happens, which could happen tomorrow, might not happen for another 10 years, might not happen for another 50 years, I don't know. People like myself, regardless, will continue to slowly and gently awaken humanity so that when quote-unquote first contact happens, it won't be such a traumatic experience. And we will be there for humanity, who will now be questioning all of the beliefs that humanity sold them. And many will be very angry at the religions for treating them like babies and lying for millennia. But we will assure them that there are no real victims, and we all willingly bought the 10,000 lies because we all wanted the experience of amnesia and forgetting our magnificence, so that it would be so ecstatic when we remember our awesome magnificence. It's like beating yourself on the head because it feels so good when you stop. And those that lied and conspired and did evil things that they thought, you know, they thought was the best thing to do for themselves and others at the time. So we really can't fault them. They were just doing what they thought was the best thing to do. And it was all a game anyway that we were playing, and really no big deal. And all is forgiven. But really, nothing ever needs to be forgiven, because again, you've heard me say it 1,000 times, and if you haven't, you're going to hear me say it 1,000 times. There's no such thing as victimhood, because this is a complicated, vast, and diverse planet, galaxy, and universe, as well as universes, because there are literally billions of universes and trillions of galaxies and septimagillions of planets and gazillions of species and humans and ET races. And there are technologies out there that would blow your mind away, as well as beings, bizarre-ass beings, with spiritual and telepathic and telekinetic, etc., abilities that will blow your socks off. And we will be learning those abilities. And the wonders upon wonders of the universe, of universes, will become apparent so much that humans and ETs will finally realize that as complicated and diverse as the world of worlds is, it is also quite simple. As I've said 1,000 times, and I'll say 10,000 times more, a life is all a game of fun creation. And it's your choice what you want to create. Bad or good, war or peace, joy or conflict, love or hate, allowance or control, jealousy or inclusion, prosperity or lack, etc., etc. It's your choice. You have the complete freedom to think and believe whatever you want. And no divine force is ever judging your choice or your beliefs. If you want to incarnate as a demonic looking bipedal reptilian being who is hell bent on galactic domination and be born into a domineering warlike society to experience life in that domineering yet very limited way for your spiritual experience, no one in so-called spiritual authority is judging your choice. Similarly, if you decide to be born into a jihadist Muslim family that are fond of vilifying Western white-dominated Christian and Hebrew society, or anyone that believes differently than them, and you have a penchant for blowing shit up, well, there's no one on higher dimensions judging your behavior in the least. Or if you like being in power and controlling the narrative of what humanity needs to know, and you like conspiring with ETs and rich domineering people and secret societies, etc., well, that's up to you, and no one in the angelic realm is judging your behavior in the least. So, are you getting this? I hope you're understanding the grand scale of what I'm revealing here. This is not just about revealing that there are ETs. It's expanding everybody's mind about how the universe works and how creation works. I mean, there are a lot of levels of stuff going on down here. An infinite level, infinite amount of levels of and dimensions of things that are going on down here on planet Earth. And none of it is bad, because there is no such thing as bad, because there is no such thing as judgment, no such thing as evil. It's just denying, repressing the light, so to speak, and there's no such thing as assertion, and there's no such thing as victimhood. There's no such thing as a more powerful force that can assert their will upon you against your will. This is a universe of attraction. All the universes are universes of attraction. There's no universe in the universe of universes that is under some sort of law of assertion. And whether you're a sweet girl next door who wouldn't hurt a flea, or you're a secret government operative, or you're a domineering dinoid, or a seemingly soulless gray alien, or you're a pedophilic priest, or you're a healer, or a spiritual teacher, or an enlightened master, or a redneck Bible thumper, whatever, it does not matter. We're all divine spirits expressing ourselves in infinite, diverse ways, because we can, and it's fun. Because the purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom. We all have the complete power and freedom to create whatever we want. And the result of that is never-ending expansion and growth. So everything that everybody's doing, whether you're a human or ET or whatever, is, first of all, for your joy and fun. And you have the complete freedom to do whatever you want. And the result of that, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're thinking, no matter what you're believing, no matter what anybody is thinking and believing and doing, is for the entire expansion and evolution of the universe. So, I hope you enjoyed my vodcast, Future Earth, and it has helped prepare you for what is happening right now on planet Earth, not just when the ETs land in our backyards. And it has especially gotten you excited about what is going to happen on planet Earth. All the good, fun stuff that are going to happen that will ultimately all be good. Even any crap that does arise, ultimately, it's all going to be good. And it assuages any fears that you might have that things are getting worse or they could get worse, because they will not and are not. This is a universe of evolution, not devolution. It is an evolution of inclusion and expansion. So you won't be wandering the desert after the apocalypse with Mad Max, as exciting as that may sound. Things are going to get better and better and better and better and better, because that is the nature of the universe. The nature of the universe is constant and never-ending growth and expansion. And eventually, all of the dramas and conflicts and conspiracies and corruption and immorality, etc., will just become meaningless and will just be chapters in our history books and will make great historical movies. So hang in there, Bunky, and always remember the magic keys of creation, which is to give zero attention to what you don't like and don't want, and give all of your attention upon what you do like and do want, so that you can attract and create more things that you do like and do want in your life and on planet Earth. So I hope you enjoyed this vodcast, and I know you did, because of course it was amazing. Please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and literally make all your dreams come true, because you're happy all the time. My name is Zakiron, and I'm here to help you remember that you are an unlimited master of divine creation. And you have the power and freedom to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire. And you've come to this planet to have as much fun as possible, and have more fun and more fun and more fun, creating all those fun things that you want to create just for the fun of it, just because you can. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!